I invite you to listen for the Word of God. This is an ancient text, and yet I find it exciting, scary, thrilling, slaps me in the face. So buckle your seatbelts for a second time and listen for the Word of God. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. And he prayed to God and said, "O God, is this not what I said while I was still in my own country? Is this not why I fled to Tarsus in the beginning? For I knew that you were gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and ready to relent from punishing. And now, O God, please take my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." And God said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city and sat in the east of the city and made a booth for himself. He sat under the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. And God appointed a bush and made it to cover Jonah, to give shade for his head and to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. And then when the dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm to attack the bush so that it withered. And the sun rose, and God prepared a sultry east wind. And the sun beat down on the head of Jonah, so he was faint, and asked that he might die. He said, "It is better for me to die than to live." And God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the bush?" And he said, "Yes, angry enough to die." And then God said, "You are concerned about a bush which you did not labor for, which you did not help grow. It came at the beginning of the night and perished in a night. Should I not be concerned with Nineveh, that great city, where there are 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and there are also many animals?" This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. Just out of curiosity, how many of you know this story very well? The story of Jonah. Knew Lisa would. Two or three. This is a parable that's in the Hebrew Bible. It's only four chapters long, and we know it's a parable because that's the end of the story. There's no happily ever after. There's no, everything gets tied up neatly. And that's what parables do. It's a story that's told, and it doesn't have an ending. So you have to place an ending on it in order to make sense. And once you place a judgment on the story, then the story comes back and judges you. So you have to be very, very careful. So since only a couple of people know this story, let's go through it. Jonah was a prophet. God called Jonah and said, "I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to call them to repentance." Now, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, the sworn enemy of Israel. And Jonah's probably thinking, why should I go and save them when they're just going to destroy us? Better to let God take care of them. So Jonah did what many of us do when we feel that we're being called to do something we don't want to do. He ran the other direction. Now notice how in the story, God uses nature to bring about the divine purpose. Jonah gets on a ship, heads towards Spain, and a great and mighty storm comes up. And the sailors in the midst of the storm are throwing over the cargo. They're throwing over their profits, basically. And Jonah is found in the hull asleep. They cast lots, and Jonah comes up the winner. This is the reason for the storm. And they said, What did you do? What's going on with you? And he said, I am running from God, So just take me and throw me overboard. Which I find it really interesting because he's not willing to go to Nineveh, but he's willing to die for Gentile sailors. And they throw him overboard, and the sea is automatically calmed. And all of the sailors turn towards God. So then you know the story of the big fish. He's down in the sea. A big fish swallows him. He's there for 3 days. And then the fish throws him up. And that's really when the story begins. It takes 2 chapters just to get Jonah to Nineveh. And Jonah proclaims the message of God. Repent. Repent. And the story spreads like wildfire. And it even gets to the king, and the king proclaims fasting, even with the animals. And God's heart is changed. It says that God repents of the evil that God was going to do. So Jonah gets really upset. He goes and sits on the east side of the city, waiting for this great explosion for Nineveh to be destroyed, and it doesn't happen. And that's where we pick it up. Jonah says, damn it, I knew this would happen. I knew that you were kind and gracious and loving, and now I want to die. It's a little bit of a pity party, don't you think? And God makes this bush grow, appoints a worm to kill the bush, makes an east hot wind beat down on him. And again, he's saying, I'm angry enough to die. And God goes, Jonah, you didn't do anything to care about that bush, but I care about the people of Nineveh. And the story ends. In this story, the sailors repent and turn towards God. The Ninevites repent and turn towards God. God repents of the evil that God was going to do. In this story, everyone has repented. Everyone except the holy man. And what are we supposed to do with that? First of all, I think the question is, who are your Ninevites? Who are your Ninevites? In America, I hear it all the time from people I'm around. It's Islam. It's Islam. Well, the problem with our country is, you know, President Obama went to an Islamic school when he was a boy. What? I hear that all the time. But in our past, we've had lots of Ninevites. And God calls us to forgive. To forgive. I think forgiveness is the hardest thing that Christians are asked to do. It's not fun. And, well, I think Brené Brown says it best. Phil, can we show that film, that clip? Brené Brown is a social worker researcher. And she started studying guilt and shame. And in the midst of her studies, she had kind of a breakdown. Her therapist calls it spiritual awakening. And then in the midst of that, she started going back to church. And this is a woman who, PhD in social work, and was on TED Talks. And I just wanted to share her experience with you. Okay. So maybe it was because I was sick and I was running a fever, and I had been studying these texts and reading these commentaries, but one night I had a dream and I was deep in the ocean and I was swimming with whales and I could hear their songs, and all of a sudden there was the eye of this whale right in front of my face, almost smiling. And then it occurred to me that the symbol of Jonah in the fish going under the ocean, that's baptism, death and resurrection. So I think the text invites us to be the people who are also people of repentance, turning away from whatever it is towards God, as God turns toward us. So I invite you to think about this text as you take communion and use the pew pads for your own healing. Thanks be to God. Amen.